Jeff Shelton, architect, grew up in Santa Barbara in what had been an early 1900s boarding school. Then his family lived in a library, an infirmary, and in classrooms. He didn't live in a building designed to be a house until college. I think this explains everything. Shelton saw people's homes made out of adobe, used lumber, wine bottles, Ferro cement. I don't know what that is. One of the residents was architect and philosopher Frank Robinson, who became his mentor. He worked for Frank, taught him much of what he knows today. I think Frank also played for the Dodgers. Shelton worked in downtown LA for 10 years. He worked on the Bradbury Building, Grand Central Market, Traveltown and Griffith Park, and the DWP pumping station in Elysian Park. In 94, 1994, he returned to Santa Barbara with his family, and one week Dan Upton and Leon Olson showed up and offered him a project on Laguna Street, and he's since designed 5 projects with Dan and Leon, built over 50 buildings with Dan and his crew, including a group of buildings in downtown Santa Barbara, where he's had the pleasure of working with the city's Spanish Moorish guidelines. I like to call him an architect with a twist. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Jeff Shelton.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
Good to be here. You got a great bio. No mention of LSD. I think some people see your building's design and think maybe LSD was involved.
I've heard that before. I think they even said it at the city council once. But no, just waking up every morning, that does it for me.
Well, I love reading your background and your childhood there. I didn't know that in our prior interviews, and I love that. So you definitely grew up in kind of an alternative approach to homes, and now you create it the way you do. There are a handful of architects that built quite a few homes in Santa Barbara last 100 years. And whenever they're listed for sale, the remarks will mention the name of the architect. So in 50 to 100 years, when one of your properties come up for sale, I'm guessing the listing agent will say a Jeff Shelton designed home. How cool is that? How does that make you feel? And do you and all architects kind of hope that happens to them?
I don't. Every job that comes in, I start fresh, and I don't design for an award. I don't design for that what you just talked about. I really somehow have the ability to just start fresh. Try to start fresh with every client, and have them start fresh. Have them throw out their baggage, and I'll throw out mine, and really look at the site and work with them to get what they want and also give back to the city. I do make that sort of a priority and a necessity, and that makes a difference. And the clients know that. The ones that don't want to give back to the city, well, they don't hire me, and I don't want to work with them. So that's the
Expand upon that when you say work with the city.
Well, give back to the city, and not necessarily to the city government or whatnot. Give back to the town itself, give back to the street. That's you don't want to come in my opinion, you don't want to come into a place and just do something, make some statement, right? I need to do something to show that, and talk to other architects even. You want to come in and add to the street, add to being on the street, add to be walking by, driving by, living near. You don't want to be an eyesore on the street. You want to add to the joy of the town, the street, and then the town. And that's a necessity. Why it's an honor to be building on this. Any piece of land is sacred, in my opinion, and it's an honor that you get to maybe put something there that will stand for a little bit longer than a couple of years. Who knows? When you say how long is it going to last, I don't know. But give back to everyone in the town, and also to take it to the next level, we use workers from this town that put their blood, sweat, and tears back into the building, and that gives you another layer, right? Because now they can tell their kids can see them building a building that is kind of fun, and so maybe everyone starts giving back a little bit. That's what I mean.
that does matter, using local workers, because a lot of times they're not used. My guest, Jeff, architect Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. Now you mentioned working with the city in terms of the Spanish Moorish guidelines. Of all the homes and condos that you've built, are they all the Spanish Moorish flavor?
No, just the ones, well, for sure the ones down in El Pueblo Viejo, this district, for sure those ones are. And then but I've also then been asked to, people like whatever that is, and I still don't know what that is. I start to push that, farther into the city where it's appropriate. And then I get up in the mountains and it may or may not be appropriate, so I'm not going to force it in there. It'll have nothing to do with this Mediterranean influence. So, don't force it in. Sometimes it works in Montecito, in many places it works, but up on a mountain drive in that area, it doesn't work. So I don't do it. And downtown, it works a lot, but I did the Veracruz building, that's house of all those paintings, with all those paintings. And that was in a different, slightly different neighborhood, right? Little shotgun houses over down there. So try to react. And try to, back to where I said, keep an open mind. Is don't come in with an idea. Each time I start with a client, it's a reset button. I try to, what's going to work here with your program and with the street that we're going on? Let's not force an idea in here. So I just, please come in with a nice clean mind. It's kind of fun to have a, to clear your mind every project.
I would think if I had the ability to build a home, it's always been a fantasy of mine. It'll never happen. But the idea is just so attractive. And so it would be great to sit down with someone and as you say, start with a clean slate. I'm glad to hear that that's the position you'd take. My guest, Jeff Shelton, architect with a twist. Two quick follow-ups to what you said. You mentioned the Veracruz building. What and where is that?
That's on Santa Barbara Street. I think it's 521, I think. But it's that building, that little house that has all these paintings all over it. Maybe I think there's 400 different paintings of scenes of where people have been or where they're from. And so we had maybe 300 different painters. I gave them panels and gave them the rules, and it got terrific paintings and terrific stories, and put them up all over the building.
How easy was that to get through the city?
Well, it was, people talk to me about the city. A lot of people complain about the review boards. I love going to the review boards, whether you get hammered or you get something approved. You're sitting with a bunch of fellow architects and landscape architects and other people, and it's fun to just put out what you want, what you think is appropriate, and to discuss it. So I first of all love that when everyone says, they say, oh, you got to go to the review boards. I don't know if I'm a masochist or whatever. I just like going over there, and everyone has a different opinion, and generally we end up with something good, and a project that works out. So as far as that one, I remember going there and wow, I went in with a model, and you got to be kind of crazy to do that. But it was people were a bit shocked at first, but then there were a couple people there, a couple landscape architects. They said, well, "Don't let Jeff do what he wants here. What's the problem?" And then they wanted to tell me what colors to use, and the other person said, "Don't tell him what colors to use." So the rules were: do not be lewd, do not be political, and I don't know what the other word was, but I didn't do it. And I said, great, we'll do it. And I don't know, you just have put in good vibes and try not to boss people around who are the painters, and I told them to be bold, and it worked out. But I didn't know what it was going to look like till the day we put the panels up.
So when you're in front of the board, you never say, when they maybe make a suggestion, you never say, "I'm Jeff Shelton. Leave me alone. I know what I'm doing." No, I
Well,
like.
I don't know what I'm doing, though. That's the problem. I just, that's funny. People say, people think I don't know, get a favors or something. I first of all, everyone's gracious, and but I come in with a pretty good story each time. It's worked out. I've thought about it for 6 months to a year before I get my 20 minutes with the review board. So I don't go in there unprepared. So I think some people go in unprepared, and I don't. I go in with a full story, pretty worked out pretty well. Always can be improved, but it's not just, a sketch. So that helps. That I tell every architect, just go in there strong, and you might lose money because you just wasted all that time, but at least you're strong. You come in strong.
Right, the whole vision is there. So once a complete vision is there, it might be more difficult for them to make changes because it might work just the way it is. My guest, Jeff Shelton, an architect with a twist, you use the throwaway line, "I don't know what I'm doing." It reminds me of the joke where the pilot said to the co-pilot, "I don't know where we're going, but we're making good time." And so you might not know what you're doing, but you're certainly making good time and getting a lot done. Jeff Shelton, an architect with a twist. So I'll have to go down the 500 block of Santa Barbara Street. I'm sure I've driven by it and seen it, but I just didn't get a chance. I just don't have it in my memory. And another thing you mentioned, and you circle back and maybe describe this to people, you mentioned you do a lot of your building and the Spanish Moorish guidelines in the El Pueblo Viejo district. And of course, I've interviewed Mary Louise Days and, oh God, I can't think. Who's the historian whose mom was a city councilwoman and a board of supervisors? Graffy, Neil Graffy.
Neil
And
Graffy.
anyway, so to describe the El Pueblo Viejo district, the rough guidelines and what that does to your, what are the guidelines?
Well, I hadn't read the guidelines for a long time. I just sort of felt the guidelines and understand the proportions of these built type of buildings. They need to be compressive in nature. Right, you need tall windows as opposed to horizontal windows. Little tricks like this, and as if you're building out of adobe, so keep those proportions. But it's just about celebrating the materials and using them, putting them in the right spot. Plaster, play with plaster, play with tile, play with ironwork, and I don't try to pretend I'm doing a Spanish building at all. I love Southern Spain and the architecture and the whole Mediterranean and North Africa, but I don't stop and think about that. I work on it's actually I do floor plans for the client, and then I play with the elevations. It's all about the floor plan. So, do I go too far? I do like to celebrate life and moments and arriving home and mystery. I make sure the bottoms of buildings, the base of the building is celebrated, and the roof line where it hits the sky has got to be celebrated so person walking by doesn't get some, so they see the profile along the skyline, so little rules like that, and have fun, and yeah, I push it to the far side sometimes.
Well, but your clients and your client is right there with you and approving everything. So it seems to be Whatever you're doing, it seems to be working for you. My guest is Jeff Shelton. I call him an architect with a twist. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a break now, come back. Jeff was asked by the city to design the underpass. I wonder how many underpasses in the country have been designed by an architect. And of course, we've got State Street and some project he's working on over on Garden Street. We've got a lot more to come. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.